He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy.
She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm continuing a series talking about God wants you well. I've been on this now for over a week, and I tell you, we have been sharing some truths that I know have upset a lot of people, but at the same time have blessed a lot of people. And there's going to be a lot of people healed because of sharing God's word on this. You know, a scripture I've referred to often is Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And one of the reasons that we don't see more healings today is because it's not being taught on. And it's not the same thing just to say, well, you can be healed. God can heal if He wants to. That's not going to grant a person any faith. Just to think that it's just, you know, up to the whim of God. Sometimes He will, sometimes He won't. And I countered this pretty heavily on yesterday's program. There are religious groups that teach that God is the source of sickness and disease. If you hear things like that, those are faith killers. They keep you from receiving the power of God. And so I'm doing a series here for at least 6 weeks talking about that God wants you well. And the very first point I've made is that healing is a part of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for the healing of your body exactly the same as He died for the forgiveness of your sins. And you have to appropriate it. You know, the forgiveness of sins, even though that price has been paid, and the redemption is there, you have to believe to receive. It says in Romans 10:9 that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to reach out and receive these things. They don't just come to pass automatically. If it was just up to God who got saved, then every person would be saved, because the Scripture says that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But see, we have a part to play in it. And likewise, if it was just up to God, every person would be healed because Jesus has provided it, but you have to persevere in this. It doesn't always come easily. And I think actually we have complicated healing today because we have so much unbelief and so many wrong teachings about it. And so it's been my experience, as well as the experience of most of the people that I minister to, that if you pursue healing, you'll get it. And if you don't, you won't. And I tell you, that is a powerful, powerful truth. We are now beginning to enter into talking about why not every single person manifests healing. We're going to talk about Paul's thorn in the flesh and deal with some different things. But you know, today on our program, before I really get into this teaching, I want to play another one of our healing journey videos where we show the healing of a little boy named Jason. This is the son of Damon Peterson. And Damon works for us. He works in our accounting and computer department. And Damon and his wife Renee had to pursue this healing in order to see it to come to pass. And I believe it's going to be, it'll really set up what we're talking about during this segment very well. Also, let me just say this to introduce it. I talked to Damon not long ago, just I was walking through our break room, and I told him that we were going to be using this DVD and showing Jason's healing. And I said, I'm so glad that you took those pictures of what he looked like, you know, before he got healed, so that we could show the before and after. And he looked at me and he says, we only took pictures on good days. He said, we never did show how bad it was. And yet when you watch this video, you're going to be amazed to see the transformation that has taken place in Jason. So just remember that the pictures that are in this DVD are actually on his good days. This was a major healing. And as I believe that this DVD will show you, it didn't come without effort. It took a period of time. And if they would have ever wavered on this thing that it was God's will for Jason to be well, then I believe that they wouldn't have received that. See, that's what I was teaching on up until today. I've been teaching that it is always God's will, that it's a part of the atonement of the Lord Jesus. And I really believe that that is just an essential fact that you have to believe God wants you well. If you waver in that, Satan will talk you out of it. If you believe that God only heals a few people and doesn't heal everyone, Satan is going to convince you that you're the one that's going to go without your healing. But I believe it's God's will. And this video that we're going to show you will hopefully build faith on the inside of you and show you some things about how they pursued their healing. Hopefully it'll help you to pursue yours and receive. So if you'll listen, we're going to play this DVD showing Jason's miracle. This is Jason Peterson. And at the end of the program, I'll come back and share some more with you.
A healing journey is a walk of faith we all must take in order to manifest the healing God has provided in Jesus Christ. Damon and Renee Peterson took that walk for more than a year after their son Jason developed a severe skin problem.
When he was 3 months old, he started getting the baby zits, the normal things that they get when they're passing the estrogen. And they just wouldn't go away. They just kept getting worse. And we're like, why is it getting worse? We don't understand.
And we didn't have insurance or anything, so, you know, what we were doing with the medical doctors was limited already.
Well, it didn't clear up, so that's when we took him to our family doctor. And he's like, oh, well, that's eczema, and that's a skin condition of extremely dry skin. And then what happens is they itch it because it itches, and then they get an infection.
You know, we tried various different prescriptions, different creams and ointments and things like that. We had everybody we ran into would always comment on that. They would ask him, what's wrong with him? Did he get burned in a fire? And we'd say, no, it's eczema. And
people constantly would come up to us in the stores or wherever we were and be like, well, what's wrong with his face? You could hear little kids walking by, well, what's wrong with that little boy's face, Mommy? And we had one person when we were up in Crested Butte come up to us and tell us that you need to get your child out of the sun because he's got a very bad sunburn. And we were just like, it's not a sunburn. He's been out here for 10 minutes.
And so it was just constant, you know, every time someone would come up with that, we would always have feel like that we'd have to explain ourselves because people, we didn't want people thinking we were bad people, bad parents. And we didn't want them thinking that our child was a monster. He wasn't. We could tell behind the eczema that he was a cute little kid.
I also think about the people that used to come up to me and tell me, well, have you tried this and tried that and tried this and tried that? And you get so sick of hearing it. You're like, just, I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired of hearing, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, because none of it works.
But we really wanted to see it. I mean, a supernatural healing, because the doctors kept saying that he was going to have this until puberty. And we did not want him to go through this until he was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old.
We were doing this for months. Every night, pray over him, wrap him in the oil, wrap him in the plastic, jammies. And he hated it. He would scream bloody murder every time we did this.
The itch so bad that he would just scratch on anything.
And that was another problem, was the itching. We had to constantly keep his fingernails clipped to where there was no fingernail, basically.
At one place, he would scratch on his face on the rug. He would just lay his face on the rug and just start scratching his face on the rug to where it would start bleeding. We'd have to get the OxyClean to get the blood out of the rug.
Oh, I was putting him down for a nap. And you know how kids cry when you put them down for a nap because they don't want to go for a nap. And so, you know, my practice is you let them cry, they go to sleep. Well, so I did that. And so I went to check on him after he had stopped crying, and he was asleep in a pool of blood because he had scratched his face so hard that he just started bleeding.
Well, we were trying to do whatever we could to learn how to manifest his healing. And we were using all kinds of materials from Andrew to learn that. And at the same time, we were just like, well, why should Jason suffer? But while we're learning this, this is not fair for him.
Maybe we're not believing hard enough. Maybe we don't have enough faith. What is wrong with us that it's not working? Damon and I would talk about it at night when we'd go to bed. We'd be like, what's the deal? Why isn't this working? We know that in the spiritual realm, he's healed. Why can't we get it to manifest? And we listened to Andrew's tapes. You've already got it. God wants you well. Countless others. A believer's authority.
And so we would just, we would do everything we could. And, you know, it's like we're trying to balance the whole thing of, you know, I don't want to get into the works thing. It's like, God, I've done this, this, and this. Why isn't he healed yet? Because that's putting the blame back on God, and that wasn't right. And at the same time, it was like, we still need to stand fast and stand strong. So, and it was really like the Sabbath rest teaching was what's helping us a lot. And Andrew was reiterated that when I told him, I was like, everything we were doing is like, what are we doing wrong? We got to be doing something wrong. And if there's anything you can help us. And he says, don't worry about what you're doing wrong. Don't think about what you're doing wrong. Just trust and rest in God. And so that's what we were trying to do.
Now, since Jason was born, he'd had really cold hands and feet. They were always blue. And we had asked the doctors, is it normal for his hands to be blue? And they said, oh, well, some babies are just like that. And it never went away. I mean, to that day, he'd still had cold hands. I mean, they were really blue and purplish in color.
And he would even, when he got old enough to where he could crawl and be mischievous, he would, you know, come and put his hands on mommy's back or on her legs to make her jump and squeal because he didn't like his cold hands on him. That's how cold his hands were and his feet. And so, it was just significant to the touch, you could tell. I was at home in the driveway sitting in my chair and watching the kids just ride their bikes around the driveway. And I was just praying in tongues because I was just completely at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. I was basically at the end of myself. So I just was praying in tongues for Jason. And then I just felt impressed to pray for his heart. So I immediately just spoke to his heart and commanded his heart to be the way God designed it to be when it was created. And I didn't think anything of it at that point. Just let it go. I just spoke it, and then that was it.
When Damon, you know, had God tell him to pray over his heart, it's like that was the missing ingredient. We had no idea he had trouble with his heart. I mean, it makes sense now because his hands and his feet were constantly cold, but, you know, none of the doctors ever picked up on it.
And then the next day when I came home from work, I went in to sit down in the kitchen to eat dinner, and Jason was already in his high chair, and he was barefoot. I reached to grab his feet to play with his feet, just kind of like, hey, tiger, you know. And when I touched his feet, they were like really warm. And so I asked Renee, I was like, has he been wearing socks all day and just now took them off?
I said, no, he hasn't had socks on all day long.
I'm like, well, feel his feet. His feet are like super warm.
And I was like, well, that's unusual.
And so then I grabbed his hands, and his hands were super warm too. And she came over and did it too. It's like, wow, that's like, at first, Jason's feet and hands are warm. And then after that was the moment we saw the progressive until it was completely healed. Within 1 week, it was completely gone.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
And I have no idea what the medical science is on this, but my impression was that his heart, something was wrong with his heart that was not processing the medicine that he was getting for the infection, or something was not causing, his circulation wasn't the way it should be.
Because that's basically what you saw was the infection of the skin, because it would get scratched, it would bleed, and it would get infected. And so that's basically what everybody was seeing, was the infection.
And I think that's what caused his hands and feet to be cold, because he wasn't getting proper circulation of some sort. And then when God told me to speak to his heart and God healed his heart, then his heart was able to get the proper circulation to his extremities.
So, you know, that was just the missing ingredient. We weren't praying over the right thing. We needed to pray over that one area.
We hope you've been encouraged by Jason's miracle and the Peterson family's healing journey. And now, here's Andrew.
So I hope seeing what happened with Jason Peterson has been a blessing to you. I tell you, one of the things that I see through that is that you have to pursue the things of God. We have an enemy out there that's trying to hinder us and stop us from believing, and healing doesn't just happen automatically. You have to pursue it. I could give you a lot of testimony. You just saw the testimony of Jason, but I could verify this with my own personal testimony in my own life, as well as ministering to other people, that you have to grab hold of this truth that God wants you well and not back off of it. And you know, if we were operating in perfect wisdom, perfect knowledge, perfect faith, if every one of us was in the full stature of what we were intended to be, then I believe that we could see healings come a lot easier. But the truth is that, you know, we've all been baptized in unbelief. We are all starting at a deficit. Like I was told when I was just 12 years old that it was God who killed my father and that God wanted him in heaven and needed him in heaven more than I needed him. You know, that's not true. And things like this build strongholds in your way of thinking that hinder and stop the healing power of God. But Damon and Renee just kept believing God. And because of that, as they prayed, God led him eventually, as he was praying in tongues and watching his children play. God led him to pray over Jason's heart. And when he did, that was the key that unlocked this miracle. And you know, there are some of you watching this program that you may know that it's God's will for you to be well, but you haven't really pursued it. You know, here's another way of saying this. As long as you can tolerate being sick, then you will. But when you get to a place to where you know that it's God's will for you to be well, and you get to where you start pursuing it, and I mean it becomes non-negotiable to you, you aren't going to live with this. You'll see deliverance. You know, a scripture that I often use is James 4:7, and it says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And the word resist, if you look it up in a dictionary, it means to actively fight against. Just saying, "Oh God, I wished I could be healed," is not resisting the devil. Crying out in desperation and saying, "Oh God, have mercy on me," is not resisting the devil. Resisting the devil means that you've got to know it's God's will. You've got to know that he's placed that power on the inside of you, that you have the authority to release that. And then you've got to stir yourself up and resist that sickness. You've got to start fighting against it. Again, I go back to Jason's miracle that you just saw on our program today. This is what Damon and Renee did. They prayed over him. They were resisting this. They were relentless. They didn't let go. They kept believing God. And eventually, they hit on the key to releasing that miracle in his life. I know that there's people watching this program right now, and you're upset thinking, "Well, you're just putting all of the burden of this upon us." You know, that's not what I mean. God is the one who heals. It's his power. We can heal, but it flows through us. I one time had a Baptist pastor come to me, and I was teaching something along this line, how you have to believe for the healing, and you have to stand and fight and resist. And this guy just mocked me and made fun of me. We were talking about a little girl that needed to be healed, a 2 or 3 year old girl. And he just mocked me, and he said, "Andy," he says, if it's God's will for her to be well, she's going to be healed whether you or I pray for her or not." And see, that's expressing a problem that I believe is one of the major things that stops the healing power of God. Let's just assume the same thing towards forgiveness of sins. Let's just say that, well, you know, if it's God's will for these people to be saved, they're going to be saved whether you or I share the gospel with them or not, whether we tell the truth, whether we go out here and try and beat back the lies and the deception that Satan is using to hold people back. If it's God's will, they'll just sovereignly be healed. Well, see, it doesn't work that way. We know that when it comes to forgiveness of sins, we have to go share the truth with people. We have to pray over people. We have to bind the blindness that has blinded people's hearts. 2 Corinthians 4:4. There's things that we have to do. We are in a spiritual battle. And it takes effort to see people come to salvation. If it's God's will, it doesn't just automatically come to pass, because the Scripture says that God is not willing that any should perish. So the Scripture makes it very clear. It is God's will for every person to be saved, and yet they aren't, because not every person believes. We have an enemy out there, 2 Corinthians 4:4, who is blinding the hearts of those that believe not, so that they can't see and be born again. And so we have to get into battle. We have to share the truth. We have to do things. We have to pursue people to see them born again. It doesn't happen just automatically. And the same thing is true of your physical healing. Just as Damon and Renee Peterson had to believe God and pursue and stand there and keep believing, did you know you also have to believe and pursue your healing? But the good news is that that promise is you resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'm telling you, Satan is not as strong and as powerful as what people have made him out to be, but the problem is we haven't been resisting. You know, there's a story about this man named Smith Wigglesworth. I'm sure some of you have heard of him, but he was a powerful man, saw multiple people raised from the dead, saw great miracles of healing. And one day he was standing at a bus stop. He was an Englishman, and he was standing at a bus stop, and he was waiting to catch the bus, and there was an elderly woman there with a little dog. And she was trying to get this dog to go home. And she says, "Now go home. The bus is going to be coming." And she was real sweet to this dog. And this dog was just standing there wagging its tail. And so she kept telling this dog, "Go home, go home." And this dog would just stand there and wag its tail. Finally, she saw the bus coming around the corner. And she says, "Now, honey, here's the dog. Go home. I mean, here's the bus. Go home, go home." She kept trying to get it to go home. Finally, that bus pulled up in front of her. And this woman just stomped her foot, threw it down, and yelled at her and says, "Get home." And boy, I mean, boom, that dog took off and ran home. And Smith turned around and he says, "That's the way you got to get with the devil." You know, there are some of you that you may not be using these same words, but in a sense, it's like, "Dear devil, please leave me alone." That's not resisting the devil. God gave you the ability to get angry. God gave you the ability to fight. The problem is we think that we're supposed to use it against people, against your spouse, against other people. But no, God gave us this ability to get angry so that we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. And you've got to recognize that sickness is not from God. God isn't in your sickness. If you waver on that point, you'll never resist and fight against it and get angry at that sickness, lest you're angry at God. You've got to know that God has nothing to do with that sickness. God is the one who wants you well, not the one who wants you sick. So you've got to know that it is God's will for you to be well, and then you have to turn and resist that sickness. Quit giving in to it. Quit pampering it. Quit yielding to it. As much as you possibly can, you resist that sickness. And as you fight against it, then the devil, sickness, is going to flee from you. And that's one of the points that you ought to get from this video that you watched today about Jason's miracle. Damon and Renee Peterson knew it was God's will, and it didn't come to pass automatically. As a matter of fact, they brought Jason in here to the office, and I prayed with them a number of times about Jason, and we didn't see that come to pass. And I was standing with them, and we were believing, and it took a period of time. But as you resist the devil, he will flee from you. And I want you to know, God's no respecter of persons. What he did for Damon and Renee Peterson with their son Jason, God also wants to do with you. If you will be convinced it's God's will and then resist the devil, he will flee from you. Boy, that's good news.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in 1 DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The second teaching in this series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD free of charge. Request teaching TI2 titled What About Paul's Thorn in the Flesh when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. We hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, in Boston, Massachusetts, for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 6th through the 8th, and in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 28th through the 30th. He'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina, September 13th through the 18th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 19th and 20th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Andrew Womack Ministries Ministers Conference, September 28th through October 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give you an invitation to join me on July the 30th and the 31st. I'm coming to Victory Life Family Worship Center in Durant, Oklahoma. This will be my very first time to be there with Dwayne Sheriff, and I tell you what, I'm excited about this. I've known Dwayne for a long period of time, and he recently was at our school, and I tell you, I am very impressed with what God's doing in his life, and this will be my first time to be a part of his ministry, and he's holding a conference. I'll be speaking on July the 30th and the 31st, Victory Life Family Worship Center in Durant, Oklahoma. So make plans to come and be with us. I believe you'll be blessed.